Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
I'm Freebeer, one of the hosts, and I want to take my time and shine the light directly on the most entertaining person that's going to be here today. With all due respect to everybody else, it's time to talk Tommy. Tommy came in a house of fire today.
Okay. Tommy Holy talk. Smokes. I love top of the hour Tommy talk.
Okay. A collection of Tommy's greatest hits from the hour where we're just talking to him off the air. And it started as soon as I came in. Hi, Tommy. How's it going? Well, I don't have my phone.
Yeah.
Why don't you have your phone, Tommy?
Well,
I'm doing an impression.
Oh. Yeah.
You hold on.
My bad. Yes.
Well, I forgot it inside my house, and I couldn't get back in my house. I locked myself out of my house. Oh, okay. That sucks. Yeah, I didn't have the code for the, you know, he said I didn't have the combination for the lock, which made me think they have a combo lock on their front door. So I didn't even think about it. I thought, boy, you really do live in a flop house, man. What is going on? Like, do you live in a storage unit with 8 other people?
Yeah, it's tight.
So then he brought it up again, and he said, yeah, you know, worst part is the code's on my phone. I go, so your phone's in the house, but you couldn't get the code because your phone is locked inside the house. Yeah, but nobody usually locks the door. You know, I don't know if anybody even knows the code. And I go, wait a minute, code or combo? And he said, code. All right. So is it like a lot of digits? And he goes, yeah, 4.
And I think I know the numbers, but I don't know what the order is.
Oh, and you don't want to lock yourself out.
No.
He's already locked out.
Well, I mean, like permanently.
Yeah, that would be awful.
Yeah.
So, he's like, it's okay, though. I have my watch, and I'll be able to stay up on everything. And then, like, 5 seconds later, he's shouting at his wrist like he's Leonard Nimoy on Star Trek. I do think it'd be a good idea to send them a box of wafers. Was something that was said or something like that.
Yeah, that was pretty much right on.
So, but then the Tommyisms were just getting rolling because he was about to do some discombobulating. And Steve came in, and Tommy's finishing his breakfast burrito. Pretty proud. He made yesterday.
Yeah.
Okay.
And
from a wrapper?
No, I cooked it myself. Hot wings, you'd be so proud.
Maybe you cooked it yesterday and then you're just reheating it.
No.
Okay, all right. No. So you made it.
I made it.
Okay,
but
that's
I do
good.
Have McDonald's breakfast burritos in the fridge.
Okay.
You can never have too many well-sourced burritos from different locations.
No.
You don't want to have them all from the same place in case you get a bad batch.
Oh, exactly. Right. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. But Steve, how would you describe your initial interaction with Tommy when you came in after not seeing him for a week?
I mean, it's odd, but it's also normal for Tommy. So I walk in and he picks up his plate with his burrito on it. And I know that what I'm going to do is very visual, so maybe you guys can describe it, mm-hmm. but he holds his plate up like just under his chin. And he's like, hello, Steve. I forgot my phone today, so I cannot send the list of the ad reads for today.
Someone else will need to dictate the ad reads to everyone.
Okay, so now what you're pantomiming.
I am a driving instructor.
What you're pantomiming is your hands are holding a burrito as a T-Rex would hold a burrito.
Yeah.
Very close to your face and very short.
And he's
tight to the body.
But
you don't want to throw your body weight on.
Constantly fidgeting and like.
Steve says, are you not having your phone? Does that make your burrito have to be by your face? What are you doing?
I mean, you could just be like, hey, yeah. I forgot my phone. Can you send a list?
Do you carry your phone in your back pocket?
Traditionally.
Okay, see, that's it. It's the balance. He doesn't have the phone in the back, so now he's got to hold the burrito closer to his body.
To offset the weight.
That's it. I'm like, I don't know what you're talking about.
Because your burrito and your phone are probably roughly the same weight.
So if Tommy forgets his phone, he needs burrito ballast?
Yeah. Yeah, you got to shove something in his back pocket, and then he can hold a burrito normal again.
Tommy's still reeling from Steve saying, basically, stop being weird. And then he looks up at the TV and he goes, oh, my God, how did that bus get up there? And then we look up and the news is on. And unfortunately, there were massive tornadoes everywhere.
Yeah.
And that's when Tommy learned that tornadoes can sometimes move a bus. And so then you hear Tommy say, oh, yeah, right, the tornadoes. It's been a bad 5 seconds. It had been like 30 minutes.
Time started getting a little diluted once I was getting called out for things.
It does make it hard to recover when everything you do, all meant in fun.
Self-inflicted.
Certainly not knowing your 4-digit code to get into your first big boy house, that's a problem.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, if worse comes to worse, I think I know how I could break in. So my house is very secure.
Okay.
No, you know.
All right.
I mean, you could.
Good luck.
You could knock.
I could, but.
No.
Oh, wait, this is the other part. So I also have a key to my house. It's on my watch, my wallet here. And so I was like, oh, I'll just use my key. Yeah. And it wasn't working. So I ran around to the front of the house. It wasn't working in there either. And I realized my key is only good for my door, which makes sense. But I wish I'd known that because I locked myself out of my house thinking I had a key.
I do also enjoy keeping my keys on my wallet and my money on my keychain.
Oh, no, the wallet never, the money never goes in the wallet. No. Of course.
Good morning, I'm Maitland. And, I had a fun Tommy interaction while we were gone.
Oh, good.
Yeah. My sister and I went thrift shopping several times, and we were at St. Vincent de Paul, and I come across this book. It's called The Action Bible.
Ooh.
And the cover of it is very comic book style art of Bible characters.
Like if it's turned into a graphic novel kind of thing?
Okay. Yes, okay. Like a graphic novel.
So like the Bible done by DC.
Pretty much.
Todd McFarlane's Bible Spawn.
Okay.
So I'm looking at it. I pass by it a couple times and I think, I bet Tommy's heard of this. So I send him a picture and he says, I have that.
I can't get to it. It's inside my locked fortress house. Yeah.
But also, gang, there's an audiobook.
Oh,
and Steve, I asked you to skip ahead.
I don't want to skip ahead. Because
you need to.
But
skip ahead 20 seconds because the person's voice that you are going to hear is a legend.
Really?
A legend? Okay.
In this room.
Okay.
Okay.
Jesus offers them a cup. Drink from this cup, each of you. This is my blood, which will be spilled for your sins.
Is that
after I'm gone?
No.
You guys.
Who is that?
Tommy goes, my dad did the audiobook for
what?
Oh, what?
I said, no effing way. And then he goes, I'll try finding a clip. He sends me that. He said, skip ahead 20 seconds. My dad is Jesus.
Your dad is
Jesus.
From this
That's
cup,
amazing.
Each of you, this is my blood,
so
which will be
guy.
Spilled for your sins.
No, yeah.
After I'm gone,
drink it
to remember me.
God, he sounds so cool compared
to
you.
So Jesus makes
What's
a new
that
covenant.
Supposed to mean?
I think you know exactly what it means.
That's a guy who can remember his PIN code.
No, he probably could. He can turn water into wine. He can open doors. I mean, that's more than I can do.
Open doors. The second thing Jesus is best known for is it goes water into wine and then opening doors.
Yeah.
Walking out,
then parting the Red Sea, and like
that wasn't him. That was definitely not Jesus.
No.
Jesus walked on water, imbecile.
Yeah, he didn't need to part it. He walked on it. Stupid.
God. So your dad voiced Jesus.
Yeah.
And maybe in a follow up, you can voice like a littler known character, Jeebus,
with two E's.
It was like fun little sidekick who just cleans his sandals.
Yeah.
Jesus, wash my feet.
You have like a pet monkey or something.
Yeah, I'm just sitting on his shoulder.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So yeah,
it's really badass that your dad voiced Jesus, though. That's really cool.
How do you, what do you say when you get
so
that
nervous.
Phone call?
I actually don't know if he knew who he was voicing until like the moment came. Because he's like, I'm just going to be some side character. No, you're not.
You're Michael Jordan.
Wait, so they didn't give him the lines until he was like standing in front of a microphone?
Well,
they kept it real generic.
Yeah, because I think that, you know, the line alone probably told him who he was.
Yeah, well, probably pretty quick. Yeah.
I think what it was that they had him record some just like general things to see if they were a fit. And then
sense.
He went in like, hey, we had a change. Not only some change, but you are the man himself.
Imagine if your dad was like, yeah, I made some acting choices, so I'm going to do this with an Irish accent. Oh, yeah, I can turn that into bread
for
you.
This is my body.
This is the body.
The goblet and cup I give to you.
I mean, you can't take payment for that, right?
No, he tithes. It's okay.
No, he believes in the prosperity gospel, so it works out. Oh.
10%. That's all it takes.
Oh, man.
Okay. I would just love to hear my dad carrying the cross.
Well, he's the same age as me and Hot Wings. You know he makes a noise when he stands up from a couch.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, and his knees pop, too, so that's not good.
Kelly, you getting close to that?
Well, I got a lot of questions I probably shouldn't be asking into a microphone. Talking about activating and giving audio for certain noises. Yeah. Like, I mean, how big is this book?
Oh, it's the whole Bible.
Wow. It's I mean,
he
one.
Did Jesus through the whole Bible.
Well, I don't know that for
that's
sure,
what I'm asking,
but I hope so.
The New Testament.
Well, I think just the action stories.
The action stories.
Yeah. It's not like the slow moving parts.
Not a lot of soliloquy.
Yeah. Ooh, good word. Yeah. Yeah.
Just the action. Who played Burning Bush?
Mike Myers.
Like they did the whole time. Ah!
I'm glad you're asking these because I have so many questions like these.
I feel like you're
I'm just not Catholic right. enough to be able to ask
that's
these
right.
questions.
We'll sprinkle them in throughout the day.
Yeah, okay, cool, cool, cool.
Oh, my gosh. I know we're supposed to be done, but I'm not.
That was
wiping
something.
Tears from, that. From the laughter.
Oh, man.
Oh, God.
So, yeah,
it
big morning.
Tough being back at work.
Maybe I'll
exhausting
just,
laughter.
Maybe I'll pray for the door to unlock. That'd be cool.
Yeah. You could do that.
Thanks, Dad.
That is amazing.
Yeah.
Wait, it really Father comes Tom. Together. Like, literally, Father Tom.
He texted me, or I texted him really quick to make sure this is okay to talk about, and he goes, of course, you're the son of Jesus. He's like, that is my voice.
Yeah, you got to go to Guatemala and tell people about this.
They would love that.
I know.
And your grandma was a virgin for a long time.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.